been a Lyft driver for about 7 years, but on one particular night, that all changed. I remember driving around the city as usual when I got the notification on my phone to pick up another customer nearby. It was this older male named Walter that looked like he was in his 40s, just an average looking guy. When I pulled up to his location, he was with a woman that looked about half his age. I assumed they were a couple, so I rolled down my window and asked for his name and confirmed I had the right guy.
Hey, you're Walter, right?
The man just nodded without saying anything. Then they both got into the back seat. The man sat behind me while the woman sat on the passenger side. Before driving off, I glanced into the rearview mirror out of habit, and I saw them both staring gauntly at me. I couldn't understand why, but something about the look in their eyes hit me with a sick feeling in my stomach. It was like I was looking back at two corpses, and their destination didn't make me feel any better either. It was a 30-minute drive across town to an area I knew was really sketchy. I had no choice but to drive them there, so there was nothing I could really do. Along the way, I noticed they weren't looking away from the mirror. They remained staring at me. I tried to make small talk just to break the awkwardness, saying something like,
So, how's your night? You guys must be tired, huh?
I'd never had anyone flat out ignore me like that. Sometimes, people pretend not to hear me while wearing headphones, but these weirdos were fully aware I was trying to make conversation and just shut me down. It only made the situation all the more nerve-wracking. It was so hard to focus on the road. When I couldn't stop seeing their faces looking at me in the corner of my eye, all I could do was turn the music up to break the deafening silence. As we got closer to their destination, I kept looking back at them. Not only were they not looking away from me, but their facial expressions were turning more and more severe. For seemingly no reason, the man was becoming enraged, yet the woman sitting right next to him was smiling like an insane person. I was worried that they were getting upset because I kept glancing back at them, but I couldn't help it. They just wouldn't look away. My only choice was to keep going until I got to their destination, but those 30 minutes felt like an eternity. I honestly thought that we'd never get there, but then I finally reached the address. I pulled off to the curb and parked. Then I looked back a final time to say goodbye. And that's when I saw the man pull out a knife. He lunged forward, trying to slice open my throat. I was able to get a grip on the man's wrist and hold the knife back. But then he wrapped his arm around my neck and started to strangle me. I had to fight for my life, but I was slowly becoming weaker and weaker. And all I could do was hear that wretched woman laughing. That's when the unthinkable happened. It was like my whole body froze. I couldn't breathe or move. My only sensation was overwhelming pain. I then pushed the man and the knife away and was able to escape the car while trying to sprint down the street as far away from them as possible. I started wailing and shouting for help, hoping anyone would come to my aid. I was vaguely aware they had left the car, as I could hear the muffled sounds of the back doors closing and them running away. I tried my best to hold my chest to stop the bleeding, as several random pedestrians came running towards me, and I started to pass out. The last thing I heard was shouting for an ambulance, but I was sure I'd never see it. Thankfully, I woke up in the hospital with bandages all over my chest. The knife had punctured my lung, and the doctor said that the internal bleeding had started building up around my heart and putting pressure on it, to the point that I nearly died from my heart stopping before bleeding out. I was able to survive and recover, only because I was treated immediately, a minute later, and I wouldn't have made it. As for the people that attacked me, they were identified by Lyft and arrested by the police. The couple in question was a 43-year-old man named Walter LaRoche and a 29-year-old woman named Paige LaRoche. They were both put away for attempted murder and robbery. What makes remembering that night even worse was how these people didn't even know me. We had no relation at all. No prior relationship, no past or previous Lyft rides with them. The entire thing was completely unprovoked. I just got horribly unlucky to cross paths with them that night. They knew what they were planning to do from the start. I've had to continue working as a Lyft driver since, and have been constantly terrified every single day that some passenger is going to kill me. It didn't used to be like this, but now I have to live like this every day while trying to make a living. This story was inspired by a very creepy, bizarre incident regarding a 43-year-old man and a 29-year-old woman who was accused of stabbing a Lyft driver in North Central Edmonton. On Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, At approximately 9:45 p.m., police responded to reports of an injured male. Upon arrival, police located a male Lyft driver who had been stabbed. Officers immediately administered first aid and transported the 35-year-old man to a hospital. The driver was treated for serious, life-threatening injuries and has since been discharged. Investigators have since determined that the driver picked up an adult male and female for a scheduled Lyft ride. Upon arrival at their intended destination, the male passenger stabbed the driver. The driver was able to escape the vehicle and sought assistance from bystanders, who then called 911. Both suspects then fled in the vehicle, abandoning it nearby moments later and fleeing on foot. With assistance of Lyft, detectives identified the suspects and took them into custody. Walter LaRoche, 43, and Paige LaRoche, 29, were both arrested and charged with attempted murder and robbery. Walter LaRoche is facing the additional charge of possession of a weapon. But what makes this case all the more disturbing was how the suspects and Lyft driver were not known to one another, making this violent attack completely unprovoked. I took a Lyft the other day, and it's going to be the last time I ever take a ride from a stranger. All I wanted to do was go to my friend's place to meet up before going out to drink, so I didn't want to drive there myself. I was all dressed up for my first night out in a while. A few minutes later, my Lyft driver pulled up. I went around the back of his car to check the license plate as the usual safety protocol, and it matched. It was just being driven by someone I knew was going to be a creep, because when I got in the car, the guy immediately gave me the chills. The guy looked older, balding, and just gave me bad vibes overall. As expected, as soon as I got in, he tried to make annoying small talk and quickly crossed the line.
So, what are you up to tonight?
Just going to my boyfriend's house.
I didn't have a boyfriend. I just said that in hopes that the guy would leave me alone. That's when he said,
"Come on, don't lie. I can tell by the way you're dressed that you're single."
Good one. I'm just going to go on the phone with my friend now, if you didn't mind.
The guy then continued driving, as I got on a call with my friend as an excuse to not have that guy talk to me. He wasn't just irritating, though. He really did make me nervous. What made it even worse was that the entire time I was on the phone, the driver would glance back at me through the rearview mirror here and there. I tried to look away and ignore it, but he was staring at me more than he was watching the road. It was only when I locked eyes with him that he would look away. When we were just a few minutes away from my friend's house, I figured it was okay since I was almost there, so I hung up. Literally just a few seconds later, I looked forward and saw the driver pull his sweater up to cover his face. I was so confused. I assumed he was implying that I smelled bad or something, but then a few seconds later, I suddenly felt extremely tired. I couldn't help myself from slumping over and starting to drift off. I was fighting to stay awake when the driver looked back at me, his eyes smiling at me like a psychopath. As he laughed, the car started filling with smoke. Something in the front seat was spewing gas into the air. I tried to hold my breath, but it got to me so fast that I got the slightest breath of it. My body instantly went limp, and I started losing consciousness. Everything in my head was telling me that if I didn't get out of this car, I was going to be kidnapped, tortured, and trafficked to be used for the rest of my life. The car was completely full of smoke, and all I could do was hear the driver talking. I couldn't understand what he was saying, but I knew it was about what he was going to do with me. He sounded so evil. For a moment, I thought it was all over. The little bit of air I had in my lungs was almost gone. In a few seconds, I was hyperventilating, fighting for my life as the man zoomed down the road like a maniac. Miraculously, I felt the car stop. Something was telling me to look up. We were stopped at a red light. I knew this was my last chance. I struggled to unbuckle my seatbelt as the driver tried to reach back and grab me. That's when I was able to get my seatbelt off and get out of the car in the nick of time. I began sprinting down the street screaming for help at every pedestrian I saw. The driver saw all the people witnessing what was happening. and immediately sped off. People came to help me, but thankfully, I had already saved myself. The cops were called, and I was transported to a hospital. As soon as I was able to, I reported the driver to Lyft, screenshotting all of his information and sending it in. Now, all I could hope is that the police are able to find this guy. Ever since this event, I've been terrified to use the rideshare apps like Lyft and Uber. This story was inspired by an extremely disturbing incident regarding a California woman who was able to miraculously escape an alleged kidnapping attempt by a Lyft driver in Nashville. The police report states that officers responded to a call after a report of an attempted kidnapping that occurred on January 15. The victim said she was in a Lyft downtown, and during the ride, when the driver put a sweatshirt over his mouth and nose to cover himself, that's when the victim said she saw a gas-like substance come out of a cup holder. The victim said that she wasn't able to talk after smelling some of the gas, and that the driver kept watching her in the mirror of the car. She told investigators that she felt like she was going to pass out. That's when she held her breath, opened the car door, and took off running to a nearby hotel where she waited for a friend to pick her up. The victim said that she called Lyft to report the driver. She also said that the driver was using a silver SUV, but she didn't know the make or model of the car. Police have since been working with Lyft to attempt to identify the driver.
Being a Lyft driver isn't as easy as people think it is. Between gas, the wear and tear on my car, and the huge cut that Lyft takes, I have to work long hours to make ends meet. It isn't just the traffic that I have to deal with either. Depending on the area I end up in and the time of day, I pick up every sort of person. From the pushy Karens that want me to drive recklessly so they aren't late for some PTA meeting during the day, to the wild, messy drunks at night. I get them all. No matter how much of a hassle they can be, I still never decline or cancel rides just because I think they're going to be trouble. I need the money. And if I were to pass up every person I didn't want to pick up, I'd be broke. However, recently, one particular passenger changed everything for me. When I was driving around waiting for another notification and saw her pop up, I had no idea what I was in for. Even as I was driving up to her from a distance, I still couldn't tell what was happening. I thought I saw a big pile of garbage on the curb near where my phone was telling me to go, but as I got closer, I realized something. It was a woman, my passenger. By the time I was parking, I had to stop farther away from her than usual. I was awestruck. This woman was the most horrifically shaped, tastelessly dressed, morbidly obese fat lard I had ever seen. She looked like the human centipede if the centipede ate itself. When she started walking, or more like waddling toward me, I swear I could feel the earth beneath me shaking, and I could hear the wet slaps of her own flesh flaps clapping against each other. I knew there was no way in hell my suspension could handle a load as heavy as her. In my head, I envisioned all four of my tires popping the second she sat down. Before she could get up to the car, I locked the doors and started rolling down the window. She ignored me at first, but then she realized the door handle wouldn't budge against her bulging sausage fingers, so she went ballistic on me.
Open the door! I'm trying to get in!
No, you're not! Get away from my car! I'm canceling the ride!
You skinny son of a bitch! This is discrimination! You see this? I'm filming you! Say what you just said to me!
I'm not letting you in my car, you fat, ugly thing! I don't want to drive you anywhere with my bumper grinding against the pavement!
Excuse you? I'm beautiful!
Please, did it hurt when you fell from heaven, or did you just kill the dinosaurs?
Keep running your mouth and see what happens.
And what the hell do you know about running? Get away from my car and order an Uber XL or party bus, Majin Buu. Suddenly, the landfill came barreling toward me. I thought I'd have enough time to roll up my window and back away, but before I knew it, she flopped onto the hood. The front of the car immediately hit the ground with a huge thunk. I slammed the gas pedal, but the tires just started spinning without going anywhere. Seconds later, the behemoth was crawling up the windshield, shattering it and getting to the top of my car. The frame started to buckle and give under her weight, making me think I was about to be crushed. My only option was to get out. I ran 10 feet from the car before I stopped and looked back, realizing she was literally the same size as my car. When she saw me, she rolled off, hitting the ground so hard it felt like an earthquake. Her massive body of fat protected her, and though I didn't expect her to be able to get up, she rolled onto her feet and came after me.
Come here! Let me have a little taste! I am woman, hear me!
Leave me alone or I'm calling the cops! Help! Somebody! This woman is trying to eat me!
I only had one shot of getting away with my car. I slowly led Chubbs away, walking back step by step, and then when I made enough distance between her and the car, I ran around her and got back in. Then I sped off. Once I was clear, I called the police. I thought for sure she wouldn't be able to get far, but somehow the cops said she wasn't there when they showed up. Maybe she hitched a ride in the back of a semi-truck. That video she posted, which conveniently ended the moment she started trying to kill me, got posted to the internet and went viral. Apparently, she's some kind of rapper, but the only rapping she's familiar with is the kind around candy and cheeseburgers. It's been several weeks since this incident, and every day the drastic effects it's had on my life just become more apparent. I'm struggling to support my family, and I've repeated nightmares about being crushed under the cataclysmic weight of that horrible woman.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.